The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC. This week's Drama of the Week is an irreverent treat from writer John Cantor. Stephen Mangan stars as Simon, a man who'd never say, "I'm a believer."
Excuse me. Are you the removal man?
Am I the removal man?
Aren't you?
Thou knowest who I am, Simon.
But I saw you get out of the van.
I know thy father is dead. I know thy wife is with child. I know thou and she run a graphics design company. I am he who knows everything.
Why are you wearing a fur?
Why am I wearing a fur, Simon? Why am I carrying two small trees? Because thou art moving to a house called Fir Trees.
Oh, that is such a terrible pun.
Dost thou think I don't know that? I told thee, I know everything. I know there is a void in thy heart, which can only be filled by me.
Well, you are wrong.
I know thou wilt deny me. Thou just did. Thou wilt deny me three times. And then, thou wilt believe in me.
There's no you to believe in, but I think it's great you're black.
I am neither black nor white, Simon. Removal man nor removal woman. I am everyone and everything. Forever and ever.
Whatever.
Amen.
Was classic God. The shapeshifter who just pops up out of the blue and knows everything about you, intimidates you, unsettles you, hurts you with his terrible puns.
The terrible puns are yours, surely. It was your dream, not God's.
We all know what a pomegranate is, or Richard Branson. No one knows what God is. God means everything and nothing.
We must have a housewarming party.
Whoa. The kitchen's full of boxes. We've only been here a day.
That's when you have a housewarming party.
We don't know anyone.
There's Miranda Coles.
Who's Miranda Coles?
I went to school with her.
You can't have a party with just Miranda Coles. Oh, he's popped up again.
Hey, believers! You're wasting your time. He doesn't exist.
What time's the service? Maybe we should go.
I'm not going to a church.
You just said we don't know anyone. We'll meet people in church.
Atheists don't go to church. Fact.
How can you be so certain God doesn't exist?
Oh, right. So, it's okay for Christians to be certain there is a God, but atheists can't be certain there isn't.
I'm not asking you to believe. You can sit at the back and read a book.
I'm not going to church to meet people. They're victims. They're deluded. It's like going to a bullfight to meet bulls.
There might be people in church who want a website designed. There might be babysitters. You have to think of me and the baby now. Atheists can think of others, can't they? That's not just a Christian thing.
Oh, how long do these go on? I never heard bells in the city. Maybe the traffic drowned them out. Traffic is great!
Just try to be a little less certain.
I know that my
declared, the battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls.
Oh. Hi.
Oh,
hi.
You don't turn it off because of me.
No. It's not soothing for the baby. Let me feel your bump.
Ooh, movement.
It's restless. Gets that from you.
Oh, I'm fine now. I'm settled.
You miss the city, though.
No.
You miss traffic.
Not at all. You were right. The country's the place to bring up kids. It's great you made that decision.
I made that decision, did I?
We did. And I love this barn. It's such a great place to work. It's so barny. I'm going to get a doorbell for the house, a really loud one. So if we're in here in the barn working and someone goes to the house and rings the bell, we'll hear them. We won't be so cut off.
Excellent.
Because we know people now.
Who do we know?
The people in the antenatal class.
Who do you like in the antenatal class?
We don't have to like people to know them.
True. We've been invited to a party.
Great! Who by?
Miranda Coles.
Miranda Coles! You know Miranda Coles?
Well, I haven't seen her for a while.
We should go.
Yeah. So we'll go.
Yeah, I just said.
Well, I've not seen her since school, in fact. But Jackie's friend Sally works with her, or did. So she's a friend of a friend of a friend.
Well, any friend of a friend of a friend of yours is a friend of a friend of mine. When is it?
Saturday the 17th.
We're free! We're always free! Is that the invitation? Oh, it's good typeface. Constantia Bold, 12 point. Posh but restrained. We have an Argo, but we don't boast about it. Show me.
Well, you have to promise you won't back out.
What? What? What is it?
It's fancy dress. You hate that.
I did. Now I'm not so certain. You want me to be less certain.
Good. So you're coming?
I am. What do you think I should go as?
You don't have a choice.
Why not?
It's Vickers and Tarts.
I'm not going then.
Oh, you see, I knew it.
Oh, come on, don't be absurd. How can an atheist dress as a vicar?
It's fancy dress. You go as someone you're not. That's what fancy dress means.
No, I'm sorry. I refuse to demean myself. You go.
Oh, right. So it's demeaning for you to go as a vicar, but not for me to go as a tart.
It's not the same.
No, it's not the same. You're right. Vicars are respected and admired.
Not by me.
But you respect tarts?
Yeah, if they're, you know, raising money to go to uni.
You respect uni tarts?
I respect them more than vicars, yes. Tarts aren't living a lie. There is no God, but there are people who pay for sex. You can prove they exist. You can photograph them.
So how many actual vicars do you think will be at this party?
You mean vicars dressed as vicars?
None. Vickers and Tarts has got nothing to do with religion. It's just a sort of Benny Hill thing. Bet the room will be full of atheists.
You're right.
So we'll go?
Yeah.
And you'll talk to people?
Yes. The Vickers might have daughters who can babysit. The Tarts might have babies who could be friends with our baby. I will sacrifice my principles for the sake of our unborn child.
OK, don't overdo it. This is nice. Oh, I don't think I can move.
No, you rest.
Oh, I'm the original beached whale. You okay?
No, it's lovely. Beach in the afternoon, party in the evening. Couldn't do that in London.
It's a year ago tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
He'd love what we've done, though.
You mean the grandchild he'll never meet?
Well, no, I meant with the money he left. We had a pokey flat. Now we've got a house and a barn and a garden. He'd be glad.
Yeah. But he had to die so we could have them.
I know. I'm just saying it's a comfort.
There is no comfort. A 59-year-old man dies of cancer. That's it.
You're alive. I'm alive. And soon there'll be a baby. Count your blessings. Hey, do you want to get drunk? I'll drive tonight, I don't mind.
You can't reach the steering wheel with that belly.
I can.
I keep going back to the last time I saw him. His face was a skull.
Hey, we could go home and have sex. That gets rid of death, and it might relax me. Parties always make me tense.
I'm not in the mood. Thanks all the same.
Mm-hmm.
But if it'll help you, I'm on for it. You see? I can think of others. Baby, my lovely baby, your baby head on the baby pillow. Oh, are you my gorgeous boy?
Thou knowest who I am.
Oh, you're not my baby. My baby doesn't talk.
I talk, verily, and I eat solid food.
No, you do nothing. You don't exist.
Dost thou deny me, Simon?
Yes, I denied you once. I'm denying you again.
Three times wilt thou deny me, and then thou wilt believe.
Okay, to save time, I'm denying you twice now. That's three times. Now leave me alone.
Wilt thou not break bread with me?
No, I wilt not.
Gaze upon my Camembert, my Wensleydale, my Brie. These are my baby cheeses.
Oh, that's terrible.
Simon.
I know.
Simon. Simon, come on. We've got to go. You fell asleep. Come on, up. I'm ready to go now.
That was lovely.
What?
The sex. You were fantastic.
I don't want reviews.
Sorry. Your tarty party dress was provoking impure thoughts.
Well, keep them to yourself.
Oh, you caused that sex with your female desire. God hates that. Look at the Garden of Eden. Eve was the temptress. Eve was the sex bitch. Eve was the one that brought man down. Why are religions always anti-women?
Come on, it's 7:45. We were meant to be there at 7:30. Here, put your dog collar on.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's only a bit of shirt then. It's really just a flap.
That's what you get for £6.99. Do you want a shirt?
No, the bib's fine. I'll wear a jacket over it. No one will know. Do I look like a vicar now?
I think you need trousers and pants.
OK, I'll go for my grey trousers. They're God-fearing and dull. Oh, this is such a betrayal of everything I believe in.
Don't believe in.
Well, it's not a negative. I positively believe there is no God. I positively believe there's only us. We have to stare down the abyss with our eyes open. Positively. That's the truth of being alive.
Oh, great. Thanks for that. No wonder women get religion after they give birth.
What do you mean? You're an agnostic, Jane. You told me in our first date.
I don't know anymore.
Well, if you don't know, you're still an agnostic.
I don't want my baby falling down the abyss. I'd love some great benevolent presence to take care of my child.
You're looking at him.
Who do we thank if our baby's healthy and beautiful? We'll want to thank someone or something, won't we? Do we thank our lucky stars?
I don't know what you're talking about. We'll thank the NHS.
Will you stop looking at yourself in the mirror?
You sure my hair's all right? They all have bad hair.
You look totally like a vicar. Could just concentrate on the road.
How can there be a God when a 59-year-old greengrocer dies of cancer, but murderers and torturers are born every day? I knew by the age of 9 there was no God. Sunday school did for God.
Oh, can we not talk about it anymore?
You can't have it both ways. If you buy me a dog collar and a bib, I'm going to ask the big questions.
God helped your dad cope with his cancer.
Oh, he said that, did he?
He told me. When I last saw him, I held his hand and he told me.
He never told me.
Well, that's a surprise.
Poor deluded man. That is sad.
No, God comforted him. Don't you feel like comforting people now you've got that collar?
No, I feel like weirding people out. Like Reverend Jonathan at Sunday school. So weird. He had the bad hair and the voice.
We don't pray for what we want, children. We pray for what God wants.
I was 8 and I knew he was hiding behind God.
Oh, what was he hiding?
Exactly. His mouth sort of quivered when he smiled. How could they let a man like that near children? Where was health and safety?
Oh, you're saying he was a paedophile?
Oh, no. He was far weirder than a paedophile.
That was an owl. Oh, did you see it?
No.
How could you not see it?
Vicars are either weird or wishy-washy. They don't want you to think they believe in anything in case that puts you off. Our Father, if there's a Father, who art in heaven, if there's a heaven.
Oh, you remember the Lord's Prayer then?
Bits of it. I remember St. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. I remember that hymn, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind. And I remember the weird hairs growing out of his nose.
Atheists have nose hairs!
Do I stay on this road? Can you read me the instructions?
Yes. After 2 miles, you come to a T-junction. Turn right, and then after 3 miles, you'll see a pink house on the left.
That's the party, is it?
No. About 600 yards after the pink house, there's a sign on the left that says Redham Barns.
And I turn there, do I?
No. Opposite the sign, there's a willow tree.
How do I know it's a willow tree?
Because it looks like a willow tree.
You'll tell me.
Go down the track by the willow tree. At the end of the track, you'll come to another track.
These aren't directions. They're a nature trail. Turn right at Tesco's. That's directions.
Are you going to be like this all night?
I've been like this since you met me, haven't I? Hey? Why did you marry me if you don't like me like this?
You annoyed me in an interesting way.
It wasn't a question.
I bet there'll be loads of snobby people there. Miranda was always very snobby at school.
You don't even like her.
God, I hope we get some clients out of it. Can you just pull over a second?
You all right?
I want to be still for a minute.
You're not diluting, are you?
What?
You're not giving birth.
Dilating.
That's what I said.
You have to look after me. And be kind, not rant.
I'm sorry. Do you want some fresh air? What about some Radio 4? That's always calming.
Let's just get there. The sooner we get there, the sooner we get back.
Right. I can not rant. This is me not ranting. I'm perfect. What was...
Slow down! Stop!
Oh!
It's been hit by a car.
Is it dead? It looks dead.
Oh, there's the car! It must have hit the deer and swerved into the tree.
I'd better see if anyone's hurt. You stay here.
Right.
You all right? Hello? You okay? You all right?
It happened so fast. It happened so fast. I hit the deer and then I flew.
Are you hurt?
No, I'm all right. I'm fine. I think Megan hit her head. She's not moving. Will you... I can't. Will you look, please?
Okay. Yes, I'm...
Just lean across me. Go on.
Yeah,
Is she breathing?
I think so, yes.
Thank God. It happened so fast. It all happened so fast.
Have you called an ambulance?
I don't know where my...
Oh, don't worry. There's a phone in my car. I think we've got some water too.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's okay.
I feel safe with you.
Yeah, back in a second. You should get out of the car and walk around. Get some air.
I will. Thank you so much. You give me hope, Father.
Better ring for an ambulance.
All right.
Oh, the driver's okay, but her passenger's unconscious. Have we got a bottle of water in the thing? Yeah.
Oh, I can't get a signal.
Oh, God, I hate the country.
We better drive them to the hospital.
I don't think we should move the passenger.
All right, then. Look, I'll drive to the pink house and get them to call from there.
No, you stay with the driver. She thinks I'm a priest.
So?
She thinks I bring her hope because I'm a priest. She feels safe.
And?
I'm not a priest.
She doesn't know that. Look at her, she's looking at you, she wants you.
She doesn't want me, she wants a priest.
So be a priest. Bring her hope, do it.
Oh. What if the people in the pink house are out?
Go on, we're wasting time.
I'm a vicar. Weird or wishy-washy, I don't know what she's
like. Go!
Water?
Thank you, Father.
I'm sorry we couldn't get a signal.
Pardon?
Yeah, I'm sorry we couldn't get a signal. My wife's driven off to the nearest house. She'll ring for an ambulance from there.
Oh, you're married. I thought you were a Catholic priest.
No, I'm un-Catholic. Ooh. You're shivering. Can I lend you my jacket?
Oh, you're so kind, Father. Thank you. Oh, no.
What?
You've only got half a shirt.
Oh.
Put your jacket back on. Put it on.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot.
Oh, that's hilarious. Is that an Anglican thing? Do you all have half a shirt? Megan's badly hurt, isn't she? It's all my fault.
It's not your fault.
Could you hold me, Father? Would you mind?
Of course not.
Thank you, Father.
Blessed are they that hold, for they shall be held.
That's beautiful.
Timothy 9:4.
Talk to me, Father. Take my mind off Megan.
Right, yes. Can, Did I let you go now? You need to keep drinking.
You're right. You're right. Tell me where you preach.
Oh, wherever I'm needed. Mm. I follow the flock.
You don't have a church?
I live near the church in Snape. You can hear the bells from our house. We've just moved in.
You must look after several congregations. That's the way they do it now, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Oh, that deer just came out of nowhere, that poor creature.
Don't torture yourself.
No. So, when did you find God?
Well, I lost him when I was 9, then I found him again.
When?
Recently.
What happened?
I was on a journey with my wife. Uh-huh. I was working as a graphic designer at the time with my wife. Mm. We were in business together. She's agnostic.
Megan's agnostic. She loves the music, though. She sings with the Hadley Choir. They're doing the Bach, the Mass in B minor.
The Mass in B minor, one of the great masses.
Oh, I interrupted you, Father. You were on a journey.
Mm. I had to stop that journey because I was needed. A force that was more powerful than myself told me to be a vicar. Sorry, what was your name?
Mary.
Yes, I'm Simon, Father Simon, Reverend, Vicar Simon.
So you had an epiphany.
Well, all I know is my wife and I were on this journey, a lonely journey. I felt I was pretending to be someone I was not. Does that make sense?
What does it make sense to you?
Yes.
That's all that matters. What seminary did you go to?
Seminary, schmemmery. Let's not talk about me. Tell me something nice about you.
I go to Mass every Sunday at the Catholic Church in Abbeyfield, you know?
Ah, the Catholic Church in Abbeyfield with the man-made but godlike windows.
I never noticed the windows. Are you high church yourself?
Oh, these labels, high church, low church, medium. What do they mean? We're all equal in the eyes of God.
I suppose that's right, yes. Will you take another look at Megan?
Yeah, of course.
Is her heart still beating? Will you check?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
You felt it?
I put my hand on her heart position.
And it was beating?
Yes.
What about her brain?
I didn't feel her brain.
We can't be sure of anything, can we, Father?
But the ambulance will be here soon.
No, it won't. It'll be ages. It'll have to come from Ipswich. Do you think she needs the kiss of life?
I'm not sure. I don't want to touch her. Maybe I should loosen the top button of her shirt.
Will that help?
I think so. Less constrictive.
Thank you, Father. You're doing the best you can.
You must understand. Vicars save souls, not bodies.
It's the luck of the Irish, eh? To crash in the middle of nowhere and up pops a vicar.
I'm not a vicar, Mary. I'm a man.
You're a good man.
Tell me about Megan. What does Megan do? Oh, sorry, is that...
No, you're right. I want to talk about her. Megan's a chef. It's her night off. We were driving to Walberswick.
Oh, Walberswick. Yeah, we were there this afternoon on the
beach. She has a friend who's a chef at the gastropub, so we were going for a meal there. Megan works at the Ship restaurant in Great Beelings. Do you know it?
I don't, but we're going to go there, definitely. What's her signature dish?
You mean, what does she like to cook?
Yeah. What's a very Megan thing to order?
Oh, she loves fish. You know, she grew up in Donegal Bay. She does lovely monkfish.
Oh, we'll have the monkfish then. How does she cook it?
Why are we talking about monkfish, Father? What's the use of small talk at a time like this?
No, please, let's keep it small. It's so much better than big. Let's talk about pomegranates or Richard Branson. What does Megan do with lamb?
Thank you.
wife is. Where's my wife?
I killed a creature. I did wrong.
You didn't do wrong. It was an accident.
Why did it happen, Father?
Count your blessings. You're alive. Megan's alive.
You think that proves there's a God, do you? Because we're alive. Why's the deer dead, then? Why is that God's will? Why didn't I die? I was the one who drove into the deer. I was the one who drove into the tree. But Megan's the one who's unconscious. What kind of God lets things like that happen?
The God of things that happen.
The God of things that happen. Listen to yourself. You're standing there in your collar and bib and you're spouting meaningless crap. I'm sorry, Father. I shouldn't have spoken to you like that.
I forgive you, my child.
Don't you call me that. I am not your child.
Yeah, you're right.
All you priests. You make me feel like I'm 4 years old.
You're absolutely right, Mary. I was being weird.
All this is a punishment from God for what Megan and I have done.
What have you done?
We love each other. Does that shock you, Father? Before I came out tonight, I had sex with the woman I love.
Doesn't shock me. I did the same.
Tell me the truth. God hates lesbians, doesn't he? Well?
Well, I think the truth is God doesn't know any lesbians.
God knows everything.
Well, everything doesn't mean everything. The God of the Bible knows no lesbians, as he knows no cars. They just didn't have lesbians in the desert.
What do your bishops say about it?
You know what they say.
No, I don't.
Well, what they always say, Mary, do unto others as you would be done by.
What's that mean?
Well, it means do unto a lesbian as you would a lesbian do unto you.
Does God love Megan, Father? That's all I want to know.
He does.
Because she loves me? Or despite it?
Because and despite.
See? This is what Father Dermot said when I told him I was moving to England. He said, a Catholic priest will tell you what God wants you to hear, but an Anglican will tell you what you want to hear.
Well, what's wrong with that, Mary? I just want to help you. I just want to comfort you. Tell me what you want me to say and I'll say it.
I'll tell you what'll comfort me. Let's recite the creed.
Couldn't we recite it to ourselves? Prayer is within.
How do you mean?
I mean, a prayer like the creed should be said to yourself. God hears you better when you're talking to yourself and there are no other voices to distract him.
I know what you're saying, Father. You're an Anglican and I'm a Catholic, but let's forget that. For Megan's sake.
Okay. You start.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man.
Amen.
For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
No end. Amen.
Will you check her heart one more time?
There's nothing we can do but wait now, Mary.
Will you say a prayer from me now,
I've been
then?
Praying since we met that the ambulance would arrive.
Just say the Our Father.
Oh, I know that one.
Well, that's lucky.
I heard it in Sunday school when I was 8. Reverend Jonathan, St. Peter's Denial, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind, the sing-song voice and the nostril hairs. That was my introduction to God.
Could you just get on with it, Father?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Give us this day the power and the glory. And forgive us the evil bread that is delivered against us, as we forgive the trespasses that lead us into temptation.
What's the matter with you, Father?
My father died a year ago, tomorrow, from cancer. He was 59 and I watched him die, knowing God couldn't stop it, even though Dad believed. And I know his faith was a comfort to him, as I know it is to you. Do you understand what I'm saying, Mary?
No.
I'm saying I don't believe in God.
What? Now? Why now?
Sorry, it's the truth. What else is there?
I'll tell you what else there is. There's Megan, maybe dying in that car. And there's me beside myself with fear and guilt. And now you're telling me you don't believe in God? You're abandoning me to nothing? When all the time I've been standing here thinking you weren't weird. Like Father Aidan, who looked for the reflection of my knickers in my patent leather shoes. So you just stop being weird right now.
Well, it's not weird to have no faith. It's weird to believe.
You know what? I don't give a toss about you and your bollocks crisis. You're here and you've got a dog collar and I need you to pray to God for the life of Megan. So...
You're right, Mary. I'm sorry. It's not about me. Let us pray. Let's get down on our knees. Sod the wishy-washy.
Now you're talking.
Our Father, if there is a Father who art in heaven, if there is a heaven, let Megan live and tell me where my wife is. Show us you're there, Lord. Send us a sign.
Bless you, Reverend Simon.
She's beautiful.
6 pounds, 10 ounces.
Oh, she's an angel. Oh, you're an angel. Oh, what happened?
Oh, I drove to the Pink House and I rang the bell and Rachel answered the door. Oh, the house is amazing. They've opened up the whole ground floor. It was incredible. She was there because Jack had taken the twins to Ipswich and she stayed in to paint the kitchen and they went to see... What's that film, that princess film?
Oh, Princess?
No.
Princess 2, Princess 3, Princess 4?
Don't say anything. Frozen. Jack is the CEO of DP Jones. You know DP Jones International?
DP Jones International.
And I told Rachel about the crash and the deer. She has lovely eyes.
Okay.
Her mother was a model and then I started cramping and I could feel myself leaking and I knew it wasn't we and I just knew. And Rachel said she'd smell it.
Oh, that's so nice.
No, you don't understand. Rachel's a midwife. She trained in Leicester. But she's not working while the twins are little. So she drove me in our car to the hospital because Jack had taken their car to Ipswich to see the film. I can't remember the name.
Frozen.
And she rang for an ambulance for you and the dear woman. And we left a message on your mobile, but we knew you wouldn't get it. So we told the ambulance to tell you.
Well, they did. I was so happy. I didn't know where you were.
Rachel said it was stress, you know? The stress of the deer crash brought on my labour. And DP Jones always need graphic designers. They're rebranding. Rachel held my hand while I pushed. She sat where you're sitting now, with her eyes. What happened to the woman in the car? Is she alive?
I hope so. She was alive in the ambulance.
Did you make our baby proud?
How do you mean?
Oh, don't take it off.
What?
Your doggy collar.
Oh, I can't. I've just got a flap.
Were you a kind and true vicar, Daddy man? Did you give the driver hope?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. Are we going for Caitlin?
I don't know about Caitlin.
OK, Emma then.
Emma, no. People find that hard to spell. Hold her over your shoulder.
Right.
She likes that.
Yeah.
Don't you, my angel?
Oh, she feels like a Tamsin. Are you a Tamsin?
It was a miracle.
What?
Finding Rachel. My midwife. My friend. I think we should call her Rachel.
Sorry to burst in.
Oh, how nice to see you.
Hello, Reverend Simon.
Yeah.
I'm Mary. You must be the Reverend's wife. Oh, sweetheart of Jesus, what a lovely little thing.
6 pounds, 10 ounces.
Gorgeous. I was the woman in the car. Your husband was so kind to me.
No, no. Is Megan...
Megan's alive.
Oh.
She has traumatic brain injury, but she's alive. It's a miracle. Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You said Emma was no good because people couldn't spell it.
Oh, I was on drugs. So Rachel it is then?
Yeah, but not after your new best friend.
No, no, your grandmother, fine.
Yeah.
Did I tell you Rachel's husband Jack is the CEO of DP Jones International?
Yeah, you did.
They're looking to rebrand. Jack's going to check out our website. And Rachel's going to get me in her book group. She says I'll be able to read again within 6 months. You'll love her. She's really funny. And I'm sure Jack is too. And the twins. Mm. Rachel said we can borrow their babysitter. We have friends now. Our family has friends.
Yeah. It was so lucky she was in.
It was a miracle.
Oh, stop saying that. Oh, this music's driving me mad. It wasn't a miracle, OK? You were about to give birth and you drove to a house and a midwife answered the door. That's not a miracle, that's a coincidence.
It's the biggest coincidence I've ever known.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great big coincidence. Nothing miraculous happened last night. A car hit a deer and a woman hurt her brain and an ambulance arrived and she lived. And you gave birth early and we missed a Vickers and Tarts party. OK, I grant you, that was a miracle.
Was that the door?
I think so.
I thought you were getting a bell.
I am. I've been busy.
It must be Mum and Dad. They got here quick.
Hello.
Hello again.
Did I knock too loud? Did I wake the baby?
Oh, no, sorry. We barely heard it, actually. We're going to get a bell. Well, this is a surprise. How's Megan?
They're hopeful. It's early days. These are for you and your wife and the baby.
Oh, thank you. They're lovely.
Does the baby have a name yet?
Rachel, like my grandmother.
And Jacob's wife, mother of Joseph and Benjamin.
Yeah, that too.
May I come in?
Oh, sorry. Yes, yeah, come in completely. I'll put these in a vase. Come into the kitchen. My wife's just resting.
I won't disturb her. Please give her my best.
So, do you get my address from the hospital?
No, no, you said you lived near Snape Church, so I asked in the shop and they told me where you lived. They said you hadn't been here long. They didn't even know you were a vicar.
No.
You like to keep it within.
I do. You live round here, do you?
No, no, Cop Dock, beyond Colchester, about an hour and a half away.
You drove an hour and a half to bring us flowers?
Least I could do. You look so different without your collar. Even more good looking. Sometimes I wish I weren't gay.
Sometimes I wish I were. No, gay man, lesbian woman, that doesn't work. Listen, I'd offer you coffee or tea, but my in-laws are coming to share with us the miracle of the coming of our baby.
You're with God now, aren't you? You had your doubts, so did I. May God forgive us our doubts. But you knelt with me and prayed for Megan, and Megan lived.
You think Megan lived because I prayed?
No, I don't. I know that. May I ask you something?
Yes.
Have you found someone to put your bell in?
No. Can you recommend someone?
Me? I'm an electrician. I'll put your bell in for free.
Oh, that's very kind.
You're very kind. And will you pray with me again, Reverend Simon?
It's a bit tricky now, Mary. My mother-in-law's an atheist. I don't want to upset her. They have feelings too.
No, no. At a time that's convenient. Mondays at 6. Is that good?
Mondays?
Yes. Oh, are Fridays better?
I'm not sure what you're asking me, Mary.
I'm just asking you, please, to pray with me. For Megan. Until such time as Megan is Megan again. Or we know she'll never be Megan again.
How long till we know if Megan will be Megan?
They say they'll know within 6 months.
6 months.
Could be anything between severe disability, never singing or cooking again. Anything between that and complete recovery. We have so much to pray for, Father.
We have to keep this a secret, Mary. No one must ever know. I have many sheep in my flock. I can't have a private audience with them all.
I understand. Nobody wants a jealous sheep. Thank you so much, Father. Right, I leave you to your baby.
Yeah, good, good.
It's a beautiful garden you have
yes,
out there.
Isn't it? Yeah, no fairies at the bottom.
Say a prayer for Megan.
Amen.
And I'll see you on Monday at 6.
The moment I wake up,
24 Mondays. More!
Look, I've washed your dog collar and bib. It shrunk, I'm afraid. It's basically a joke shop thing. I might have to buy you a real one.
Why am I being punished like this?
Makes you a better person.
It'll make me a liar and a hypocrite.
Oh, go on. Put it on. You'll find the collar a bit tight.
Oh, I can't do this.
You'll be fine. Just keep it wishy-washy. Mary loves you.
How do you know?
She came round yesterday and put in the bell. I didn't want to bother you. You were rebranding DP Jones in the barn. She thinks you're very genuine.
Oh, she knows nothing about me. I'm not genuine. I'm the opposite.
Look, I dug out some prayers for you. Psalm 147 is good.
She has no imaginary friend called God. That infantilises her and insults my intelligence.
He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. The sound of it is so beautiful.
Oh, so what? The sound of Kylie Minogue's beautiful.
No, it isn't.
No, that was a bad choice. That's her! Don't leave me! Oh. What? Is that your idea?
Mine and Mary's.
I haven't slept since Rachel was born. Can't you pretend I'm out?
Just be a vicar for an hour.
An hour?
Look, when she's gone, I'll look after Rachel and you can have a sleep.
Oh, why me, Lord?
There are people who believe in God on Sunday. You believe on Monday.
Oh.
Shall I answer it or not?
No, wait. Let it ring three times. That's the way it works.
Simon, slow down, slow down, slow down, stop!
Why have we stopped?
Can't you see? There's a deer.
Is there? Where?
There's a deer in the middle of the road, in front of us, in the middle of the road. Can you seriously not see it?
I'll get out and look.
Hello, dear. What are you doing in the middle of the road?
I am waiting for thee to recognize me.
Oh.
And let my light into thy life.
Oh, so you're a talking deer now.
I am lighting my candles for thee, Simon. Dost thou see? My antlers are candles to light thy way.
Is this a miracle? Because it feels like a trick.
Three times thou hast denied me. Thou art ready now to believe.
Oh, okay. Okay, once a week, for an hour, that's it.
Say unto me, dear Lord and Father of mankind, I believe.
Dear Lord, that's the worst one yet.
I know. I always know.
Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.
In I'm a Believer by John Cantor, Simon was played by Stephen Mangan and Jane by Claudie Blakely. Mary was Pauline McLynn and God was Colin McFarlane. The director was Jonquil Panting.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.